Okay. That wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
He was good. Magley was a good guy, too. Good friend, too.
Magley?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said that on the ball field, he was tough, but after the game, he was just as nice a person.
He was friendly. He, on the game, oh, he wanted to do the game. He wanted to win.
Oh, yeah.
And another guy, too, Johnny Mice. Johnny Mice was real nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's another guy, I never hear nobody say nothing about him.
Mice?
Yeah, Mice. Johnny Mice, you know him.
Yeah, my grandmother and his mother were friends.
Oh, yeah?
We were from Georgia originally.
Yeah, he died not long ago, I think.
Not that last year, I think it may have been. Or,
last year, sorry. But he was real. I know him since 1936. The first year he went to Cuba.
Uh-huh.
I was a rookie in the Army. It was my first year, too. And a professional ball. And he went to Cuba with Mike Gonzalez, was a youth coach for San Luis.
Right.
And the San Luis team went out there to play ball. And I saw Johnny Mike, he was very fed, big, shot him again. I said, God, no, he's a big man. But you know, I weigh 155 pounds. Something like that, so he was weighed about 200 pounds. But he was a real nice man.
He could hit the ball, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah. No matter left hand or right hand, he hit it.
Yeah.
He was a great guy.
Yeah, he was a gentleman. I met him one time several years ago. He was just really a pleasant person.
Yeah. Ace Adam was a pretty good guy, too. He was friendly, too. Oh, I meet a lot of... A lot of the guys was a pretty guy. I can't complain about either one.
You enjoyed your time in baseball?
Huh?
Did you enjoy all your time in baseball?
Oh, yeah, I loved that. That's what I took it. When I finished, I used to go down here in the high school and pitch it to the guys in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I pitched practice in there, you know, mess around with them.
Yeah.
With my boy, I mess around with him, but he was doing pretty good. But when he went to college, see, he got a scholarship.
Uh-huh.
And the first game he pitched in college, he cut out of Florida State. I pitched no room.
No kidding.
So I was telling him the way to do, you know, do this, you know, different thing. But then when he went to college, well, he got body with some other pitching there. And he started pitching different ways. So I told him two or three times. I said, listen, you better quit doing this. I said, keep doing like I told you. So, well, he don't pay no attention. So finally he got a sore arm.
Oh, no.
And then when he went to sign with the Cleveland, he don't want to sign because he want to get a master degree, you know, was learning,
uh-huh.
What he was learning. So I said, well, they offered him about $25,000 to play ball, to sign it.
When was this?
But I told him, Dan, I told him, listen, if you get a four-year college, nobody can take it away from you.
That's right.
And $25,000 in 3 years, you don't have one penny.
That's right.
You don't have nothing. There, you have to work in here, work in there. If you get a four-year college, you get a place anywhere you want to, you can go work it because you got 4 years. And then when he got a 5 year, I said, you're much better now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what he did.
So what's
so
he...
So then, he got, like I said, he got a sore arm. And then, about 3 or 4 years after he quit that he was married, his mother and myself, we walk on the beach, and he said to me there, he said, Dad, you know what? If I keep and do like you told me, I'd make a big league, but I never listen to you. Yeah, well, it's too late now, forget.
What's he doing now?
Oh, he got a pretty good job. He's working now in some, what's it called, a line, shipping company line. In Texas, I forgot the name now.
How old is he?
Oh, he's 50 years old.
Oh,
51.
He's a grown man.
He was 51 but last week.
Yeah, he's about my age.
Eh?
He's about my age then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm 53, I can...
He's bigger than me. But he working with Dow Chemical Company for I don't know how many years. Then I started working with the shipping company, line, you know, where they're sending... Carter, they send a different sense to Europe or everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He liked it because he been all around Europe, Central, South America, he been everywhere, and he liked the job.
Sounds like a good job.
Oh, he's all right. He making more than what I'm making.
Well, that's always, you always want the boy to make more than the dad.
Yeah, well, I tried to. But he's been doing pretty good. I got the, he married, you know, he got two girls.
Uh-huh.
And now he's a grandfather, too.
Oh, boy.
So I'll be, what's it called?
Great-grandfather. Yeah. Good
that's
for you.
I now. I got him my little, his daughter, you know, the little one.
Uh-huh.
She went to college. They both went to college. But the little one, she went to college and she learned the way to sing. And she wanted to sing opera and stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
She said she wanted to be a big shop.
Is she still doing that?
It's the next time you go here, Jennifer Savala.
Okay.
This is what you're going to hear in the singing.
All right.
She's in England now.
So she's doing it.
She went to England with the college. She goes to Banbrook College, but they LSU, you know, the college.
Right, yeah.
In
Louisiana State, yeah.
Over in, God, I forgot the, at Banbrook, Louisiana.
Right, yeah.
The group of, I think about 40, they went to Europe, but they went to turn, you know, they were going around there to sing a different place. And she finished it. And she was so far, she's been doing real good. Good, you know.
That's good. I will listen.
I hope she can go like that.
I will listen for her name.
Jennifer Savala.
I'm writing that down right now.
Yeah, because she married, too. But if she don't want to think of the husband's name, she would have kept the Savala name.
Well, that's a lot of young ladies doing that nowadays.
Well, but she's pretty sweet.
That's good. Well, Adrian, did you save souvenirs from your career?
Well, no, man, baseball, but they don't do it because I never take care of either one. The only thing I got about five or six, yeah, I went in Cuba when I went 6 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
That's the only one I keep in pretty good shape, but the other one never. I got them in, but I put them in the trunk, and they've been in the trunk of there for the last 20 years.
No kidding.
See, I don't ever look how they, I don't see how they look in that.
Well, if they've been in the dark, they're probably all right.
Oh, well, I've been in the trunk. It's a big trunk I got in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing I got is a photo of Magley, Melot, and myself.
Oh, that's nice.
I got it, you know, that's the only one I got it. But the other thing, I don't. I used to have a uniform for the Yanks, but I gave it away.
No kidding.
Yeah.
See, people.
It was, they said gangs in the front, but I worked for Jersey City.
Uh-huh.
But I went to Cuba, and some kids were there, I wanted, so I gave them to him.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I don't, you know, I never was thinking about to save him. Nothing like that, you know.
That's a big deal nowadays.
Oh, yeah. But, I don't keep it now. My stuff, a lot of my stuff I keep, you know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, my daughter wanted. And my boy wanted to.
Well, that's what you want to keep them for anyhow, for your family.
Well, I keep it for them, you know.
Yeah.
They say, keep it in the house. That's your money. That, you know, they're between the two, they're fine.
Do you get much fan mail nowadays?
What?
Do you get much fan mail?
Fan mail?
Fan mail. Autograph requests and things like that?
Oh, yeah. I still get a lot of letters all the time here. The people want me to sign theirs. I got a tour here. It's a guy write a book. He wanted me to send him a different thing. He wanted me a different thing, you know, but I don't know how to send it to him. It's out here, but I don't know. It's another Hispanic guy.
Uh-huh.
He'd write a book of Central America, and I got it here. I had to run it down to him, but I never have it. I don't have no time. Oh, most of the time I forget it. And later, you know, to sign an autograph for stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I get them every month, I guess. So.
Do you really? Well, that's good. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a picture of you and send it to you and ask you to sign it one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just, you know, I was a kid, I loved the SEALs. I absolutely adored the SEALs. I wanted to play for the SEALs, but I loved going out there, and it seemed, like I said, every time I went out there that one year, you were pitching, and you became one of my favorites.
Thank you. Well, I got the pitching from the SEALs, too, but like I said to you, my boy Juan and my daughter Juan, they're going to fight for
them. Well,
got any?
I'll get a picture. It'll probably be a picture from the Giants, but I'll get a, you know, when you're the Giants, but I'm going to get a picture and send it down there.
Well, hey, you I send that. It don't matter to me.
Okay.
Well, I don't do like the other guy. No, I had to give me so much.
I don't like that.
I never get thinking about this, asking about it for now. I mean, to say, no, you got to do this. No, I don't go that way.
Well, you know,
I'm like they say in Cuba, I'm pretty comfortable.
Well, one fella, I don't know if you remember, Al Zarrilla, do you remember him playing in the American League?
Who?
Al Zarrilla.
Oh, he played for Brooklyn.
No, that was...
Zarrilla?
No, Zarrilla played Brooklyn. This is Zarrilla.
Oh, that's what I was thinking about. Ferrillo, he played for Brooklyn because he died 2 or 3 years ago.
Just recently, yeah, not long ago. But Zarrilla was an outfielder with Boston, I think, in the American League in St. Louis. He said he likes to get the autograph request because he just likes to know that people remember him.
Yeah, that's what I said. They don't bother me.
Yeah, that's good.
They don't bother me. Sometimes the guy sent me a letter. He wanted me to write three or four or five cars. I said, they might, what they do business with or what?
Yeah, that's no good.
Well, if they want to do business, let them do business.
Well, that's a good attitude, I guess, but yeah, that's...
I don't go, like I said to you, I'm a kid country boy.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
28 years country boy.
Well, Adrian, this interview, I will type it up. This is going to appear in a magazine called Sports Collector's Digest.
Oh, yeah?
It'll be probably... I don't know, sometime 6 months from now or something. But what's going to happen, and I hope this is all right, after it appears for a period of, 2, 3, 4 weeks, you will get a lot more fan mail. You get more autograph requests. People will see it, and they'll write you and ask for you to sign pictures and stuff. I hope that's not a problem.
No, I'd do anything. I don't care.
That's great. Well,
because anyhow, I ain't going to take it next week, me.
That's right.
When I go, they're going to put me in a box and down there.
Well, you don't sound like you're going to be going anytime soon.
Well, ain't no use of saying it the other way.
No.
Because everybody got to go central.
Oh, yeah. We're dying from the day we're born.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to type this up. I'm going to send you a copy of it before I send it to the magazine to read over.
I'll be glad for you to send it. I gave it to my boy.
Okay. Well, I want you to read it over and tell me that you know, approve it. I don't want to send it in if you don't approve it.
No, it's all right.
But I want you to...
be all right because you ain't going to hurt my feelings.
Well, you haven't said anything bad about anybody. And when the magazine... When it does come out in the magazine, we'll send you as many copies as you want of it for your family and friends.
All right. You will. Do like you want to.
Well, Adrian,
I was young. You didn't go hurt my feelings. You said my wife said I can't speak English for 53 years.
Well, you ought to know.
I never went to the school to learn English.
No kidding. You just learned it from her?
Yeah, I was learning from her and the people, and I tried to read the paper. I can't read the paper. I can't pronounce it good, you know.
Yeah.
But I read the paper. I know what the papers say.
Well, tell her that she's a better teacher than she gives herself credit for.
Oh, she can speak English. She figure like there's not a lot of it. You know how they speak it?
Yeah.
She want me to say that, but I don't say the way.
I hear her fussing at you there in the background. Tell her to stop it.
Eh?
I hear her fussing at you there in the background. Tell her to stop.
Yeah. You want to talk to her?
No, just tell her to not fuss at you about it. Tell her to just leave you alone.
Say, don't fuss it to me. Here, you tell her.
What did this old man tell you?
Hey, you're saying, he's saying that you tell him he can't speak English.
No, He's always getting on me, but you know what? I learned to speak Spanish.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Very good.
I mean, I didn't go, well, I went to school about 3 or 4 years ago to take a course, but I learned to speak it umpteen years ago in Cuba. And it, just by, you know, listening to his family and they teaching me.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to teach him English all these years, but he never did pick it up.
Well, he just spoke it with me for the last hour, I guess.
I know. He can really ramble on, can't
he? You know, I told him, I'll tell you, when I was 13 years old, he was with the SEALs out in San Francisco. I guess you were out there with him, too.
That's right.
And it seemed like every time, I lived down the peninsula, and it seems like every time we went to a game,
yeah,
and it must have been a dozen, he pitched. It seems like it just almost invariably he was brought in the game in the third inning or the fifth inning or something. And he became one of my favorites. And
I'm glad. And you know what? We lived in San Mateo out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in Los Altos. You know where that is.
Uh-huh. And you know where we live here?
Where?
In San Mateo.
No kidding.
Yeah, in Jacksonville. We live in the named San Mateo here. Yeah,
all the way across the country, 3,000 miles away.
I love California, but it was cold out there.
I don't know. I never liked it out there too much. I'm in Kentucky now. I like it a whole lot better.
Well, we enjoyed your letter, and you know, I feel like I know you, so.
Well, I enjoy talking with you and Adrian. Like I said, he was one of my favorites. And I told him, this interview is going to appear in a magazine in about six months probably.
Uh-huh.
And we'll send you as many copies as you want of it for your family and friends and stuff.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
And we'll get a picture of him to put in there. And in fact, I'm going to get a picture of him and send it down there and have him autograph it for me because, like I said, he was
Did he send you a picture?
No.
Well, he's got one he can send you.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, I'll send.
We got a picture.
All right, I'll send an envelope down there then.
Oh, you don't send an envelope. I think we still have your address.
Okay. Oh, that would be great.
You want him to send you a picture and autograph it?
Yeah, oh, that would be wonderful. That really would be super.
It's already autographed, he says.
Oh, bless his heart.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm going in for surgery tomorrow. Scared to death.
What's
going to
happen?
The reason they're going to do it on Saturday, I have a detached retina.
Oh, boy.
But they think they can fix it up, so I didn't know that was going to happen to me. I just went to my eye doctor, you know, complaining, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they sent me to the hospital. I thought I was going to stay tonight, but they're going to do it at 7 o'clock in the morning.
How are they going to do it?
I don't know.
Eye surgery is scary, but I had laser surgery to both my eyes last year. And although it scares you to death to think about it, it really turned out to be not a real big deal. So maybe this will be that way for you.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I can't even think what I'm trying to say. In my other eye.
Cataract?
No, I've had that done.
Okay.
I had a cornea transplant.
Oh, yeah.
I got a cornea of a 42-year-old man in my left eye, but this happened to my right. This other thing.
Now, the detached retina is not nearly as big a deal as a corneal transplant.
No?
No, that corneal transplant's really something.
But I'm doing real well. They say that it looks wonderful. It's been over 2 years.
That's good.
It was such a shock, you know. I go to the doctor just to get an exam because I've been seeing these things. Then he sends me to another doctor, and then they send me to another doctor, and oh, God, it's been a day. But what I want to say is when I recuperate, I will get the picture and send it to you.
Well, yeah, this is first things first, of course, so take care of yourself. But I appreciate that, and I tell Adrian how much I appreciate the interview because it's really been fun for me.
I'll tell him. And if you ever, through Jacksonville, you have our number. We're not in the phone book, but anyway.
I would love to. I hope to get down there because I would sure like to meet him after watching him pitch as many times as I did.
And he could show you 50,000 pictures.
Oh, great. Oh, I'd love that.
Hanging on the wall.
Oh, I'd love that.
He wants me to be sure that I've got your address, but I think that I have.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you if you have any question.
Just to satisfy him, let me write it down.
Okay.
I've got it, but give me a pen. I'm slow tonight, mister. Wait a minute.
I'm slow almost every night.
Okay.
Okay, it's Brent Kelly.
What, Brent?
Brent, B-R-E-N-T.
Wait a minute, I didn't hear you. There's noise on my
okay.
phone.
Brent, B-R-E-N-T.
Oh, Brent.
Yeah. Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, yeah.
K-E-L-L-Y.
E-Y.
Why?
Yes.
Okay.
6356.
6356.
Where? W-A-R-E. Road.
Where? Okay.
Paris, P-A-R-I-S, Kentucky.
Paris, Kentucky.
Kentucky, right.
Where's that near?
Right near Lexington, about 15 miles out of Lexington.
Oh. Okay, what's the zip?
40361.
40361.
Right.
Okay, I've got it. And,
great.
And next week we'll send it to you.
Well, yeah, do take care of yourself first.
All right, come see us.
I sure will. Thank you very much, and thank Adrian for me.
I'll do it. It was nice talking.
I sure enjoyed it.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Friday, 9:18 p.m.